Babe, I've been thinking, can we have a threesome?
You've been watching too much porn.
No, but your girlfriend Heather was checking us out.
Oh, why would I want to have a threesome with Heather? How about your coworker Eric?
Eric, fuck that!
You expect me to watch you and another woman?
You hooked up with Michelle in college.
She was my sorority sister. If you want me and a girl, then you have to give me you and a guy.
If I see you with another man, it's a wrap.
You're being a selfish asshole.
You're damn right. Ain't no other man fucking you in front of me.
Here, have Heather's number. I'm gonna go find her.
Hey, welcome back to Mr. Direct. It's Real Talk. It's Friday night, the adult conversation. So we are next going to talk about Pastor John Gray and his, quote, emotional cheating. We all know there's three sides to every story, but so far, Mr. Pastor Gray is just sticking to the side that he didn't have a physical relationship. It was just an emotional affair. So we're going to break it down and talk about it.
So we're going with the emotional side of it now.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
It's an emotional. We're basically saying this is an emotional relationship.
I'm gonna be like
Eddie Murphy in Vampire in Brooklyn. You fucked up. You fucked up.
But why do people always cop? What I find amazing about this is people always cop to, oh, it was just emotional. Something was going on and I needed the emotional connection. Mm. Bullshit. Mm. If you're going to take the time to get, like, listen, half the time when we fuck, we do it out of emotion.
Right.
Right?
What about either half?
No.
No.
Tanya, what did you say?
So what about the other half?
Half is just physical attraction.
If there's a level of physical attraction, like, hey, I find you attractive, we find each other attractive, it's going on. But there's a level of, as I have a situation going on now. I don't have it. A friend of mine actually has it. I know everyone says they have a friend. She's been dating a guy for 10, 12 years. Mm-hmm. And she basically, the relationship became abusive.
Oh.
She now started seeing another dude behind his back. She actually said he just became emotional, like I could release on him. I could talk to him about my stuff. So she ended up fucking him because she goes, well, I felt bad because he was there for me the whole entire time. So I gave him
stuff. Oh, that's different.
She gave him a check.
I mean, that's...
Tanya, what did you say?
Tanya, she gave him sympathy pussy.
Like a check would have done fine. Like, I think
Starbucks card.
I think she just was enjoying the attention, and it's not really.
And it wasn't violent
because after 10 years of abuse, you want someone that's kind to you. So
right.
Talking about abuse, I was just thinking, I have a little daughter, right, and she gets these pink eyes, because of our dog or cat or something, and my wife, she gets these black eyes because she doesn't listen.
Oh, that's horrible. Way to stay on subject.
Dude.
That's right.
See?
Dude, he is funny as fuck, man. He is funny as fuck.
He says it with a straight face. That's
yeah,
a hilarious part.
Yeah, he does stay with a straight face.
He's funny.
Joking, though.
He's funny, man.
But he is joking, ladies and gentlemen.
He is legit funny.
Oh, 100%. We can't deny that he's funny.
Yeah.
So, funny. But in this thing, if you read the article, and the article was basically about Pastor John Gray and his affair. The thing that's killing me about it is when you go down the article and you read it, the voicemails, he's basically paying for stuff for her. Like,
that sounds like a good relationship.
Well, that's a relationship.
I mean, if somebody's paying for stuff for me,
that part of it, that part right there is emotional. But I mean, he still fucked her. You fucked her. You fucked her.
You fucked her. You fucked her.
You definitely fucked her. But
why lie? Here's my thing. Why lie about it? Why would he, if there's something wrong in your relationship, why are you going to directly lie about what's going on versus just, put it out. It's all going to come out. Right. Nowadays with social media, with everyone's recording everything, text messages, what kind of an asshole text messages is a fair?
Right.
Bad boys move in silence. Okay, I'm going to fuck you, but I ain't going to send no text messages. At one point, he sent text messages. You need to make sure that she doesn't know that we're in a hotel at the same time.
Right. She's on to you or something.
Listen,
like that.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what a partner of mine told me earlier yesterday. Like, I'm sure everybody's, or maybe they have or have not heard about this whole Cardi B situation.
Yeah, Cardi B.
Yeah.
He said these millennials, This is why I tell you, under 30, they dumb as fuck.
Agreed. Under 30, they are.
And, but see, you got under 50 that are dumb as fuck, too. So, like John Gray. but
you get smart.
But they seem to be licensed to be ignorant. You talking about Bad Boys moving silence. The first thing they want to do is fuck up and put it in live Facebook, live Instagram, live Snapchat. That there's no investigation need. All you got to do is go here and they're going to tell them themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a huge point right there.
You said my partner something need a Fisher story.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what he said. He said they're licensed.
Speaking of Cardi B, I was shocked that she actually admits she used to drug dudes and people are applauding.
Why? Why are you shocked?
I'm shocked that she admitted it because most people.
Let me try this again. Why are you shocked? She said from the beginning her life was fucked up. She talked about her stripping days. She talked about all this other shit. Nothing. She is the female Donald Trump rapper.
Oh, good point. I'll give you that.
He will say anything and so will she. I don't knock her so much, but I mean, wrong is wrong. Right. She was wrong for drugging him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when you,
her a pass and weep.
I'm not giving her a pass. I didn't give her a pass when she first started rapping. Fuck out of here with that.
She sucks as a rapper.
Yeah, but you know, people gravitate towards her because of her struggle.
Oh.
Right. So, right.
So, how do you make that into something?
I have no idea.
She did it on a commercial. I hear what she said. She was doing an interview, mm-hmm. and she said she went into a meeting, mm-hmm. and everybody there started asking her, "Can you do the?" They asked her how to teach her. She figured out at that point. She goes, "I'm going to market and get my money for this."
She is the smart.
Hustler.
But she is the. You remember Hurricane Chris?
Yes.
Remember they gave him a Hurricane Chris day in Louisiana for that song, and that shit faded 5 minutes later. Mm. But what she is doing is 20 times better than
she's
what he's
maximizing
doing.
Her 5 minutes. Right. She knows in 5 years it could be gone.
Five, two. Mm. That's why I say that. That's why I was telling when our last conversation about the club, it's going to last that long.
Hold on for a second.
I got a question.
Hold on one second. There's a gentleman in one of the that's watching, and he said that he's friends with Brody, and Brody's from actually Plainfield, right? And then he said, I just shared this with him. I hope he joins in. Dude, don't sound like Brody. Well, dude, if you look at the sign, it says Brody impersonator. So it's an ongoing joke. It doesn't mean he gonna sound like Brody with the bald ass head.
Oh, Jesus.
But if you get Brody to comment in, matter of fact, tell Brody to send us a text. 312-908-312-0243. Tell Brody to call in or something so we can talk to this mother father. We'll be back. We ain't going nowhere. So what were you gonna say, Tanya? You said you had a question?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Time has passed, but yeah, who's Cardi B?
She's a retarded bee.
You know what, Tanya? Get your ass out the studio.
Yeah.
Get your ass out the studio right now. She's a rapper from New York.
She's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
She's
from the Bronx.
Yes.
She's a former stripper.
Yes.
Former Love and Hip Hop.
She was on Love and Hip Hop. Yeah. And she basically turned her, I used to strip and bounce and make dudes pay to see this, into I'm making the world pay to see me strip. She's making the world pay to see her strip.
I'm gonna say this, and then we get back to John Gray. Her drugging the dudes were wrong, but that sounds like prostitution to me. If somebody's paying to sleep with her, stripper or not, and when you in the gutter, you act like some clean water is coming into the gutter. Mm. Fuck out of here with that.
Yo, you and your analogies, man.
Wow. That's deep.
Yo, I'm just saying. When you in the gutter, I mean, what? You're getting a prostitute. Come on, man.
You make me want to drink again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Oh, you good. It happens.
But John Gray, he fucked her. He fucked her. But no, he actually, in my opinion, he messed up by telling his wife that it was emotional. Because that's the wrong thing you want to...
What? But he was caught. Why didn't he just say, listen, dude, it happened?
And he'd have been, to me, he'd have been better by saying, I just had
sex
with her.
Females are stupid. That's what they think. These kind of cheaters,
no.
The reason why they go out at the first place is because they don't have respect for females. Number one. See, this is what I've heard. This is a little serious. I've read. Females go out to get some emotional support and emotional caring. And men, they do not care. If they do not really love the wife, if they have an opportunity, they just go out. And then they will make such bullshit stories about emotional and everything. This man was just not a real man. And he thought very little of his wife. That's what I think.
Wow. Tanya, you disagree. Where were you going with that?
Well, some of his line, but I think he's just not an imaginative guy, because actually I think women have a problem with the emotional connection.
That's what I just said.
It's the other
you
way
you don't want to tell your wife that you got an emotional connection with another woman. Tanya just hit it on the head.
Doesn't seem that bright, basically. And obviously, it's not the first time he did something that he doesn't respect, or he doesn't even respect himself. He doesn't respect the mistress. He's a dirtbag.
And I don't even think that he knows that his wife will not leave him. He knows that.
Well, they make a lot of money together, don't they?
That's why. Yeah. See, till the time you are giving her money and everything, she'll keep one eye closed.
She need to go to the dentist and do something about them chiclet teeth. But she ain't going anywhere.
She ain't going anywhere.
All that money, the fact that she hasn't done anything with them chiclet teeth, even that dude Faison. What's that dude Faison from Clueless that got his teeth done up?
Nah, fuck him. Too Short.
Too Short got
Too Short got his teeth fixed at album 2.
Yes.
He wasn't making $14 million a year.
When you got chiclet teeth and your ass is in public, you don't put braces on them to straighten out. How do you straighten out chiclets? You get them replaced.
I'm done.
You knock them right out of your face.
I'm done.
I already got her teeth done.
What'd you say, Tommy?
I can't.
You knock them right out of your face and start over.
Well, it's when you get money, but when you get money, right? One of the first things they tell people who become famous or in the public eye, fix your teeth.
Yeah, Cardi B did. She did.
Okay.
Quick.
Because we're at the Steve Harvey's a prime example. Look at them big ass choppers he got.
Oh yeah, they're nice.
He got some nice 100,000 job. And here's the thing. Nobody cares. We all know they're fake, capped, whatever. Nobody cares. But you know who didn't do that? Whoopi Goldberg. Mm. She doesn't cap her teeth. They're all the same. She kept it just the way she said.
Yeah.
She didn't want to be like Hollywood. She didn't want to be like everyone else who ran out and got her teeth fixed. She said she wanted to look different, be different. But we're at the stage now where nobody mocks anyone for having fake teeth. No
one mocks anyone for having fake anything.
People are just
listen. When dudes are getting fake beards, it's time to fucking shut the shop down.
I never heard of that. But I believe you. I believe you, bald ass head. I believe you.
Listen, dudes get the beard glued on. I'm dead serious.
Wow.
They've gotten away.
Yes.
They've gotten away from the spray or whatever to fill it in with the black spray. They're putting weave on their freaking face, basically.
Wow. You know who's a prime example of that, except for the weave on the face? Jermaine Jackson.
Stop, man. Dude, I can't.
He looked like he got buckets of grease just coming off his face.
Dude.
Have you seen him?
Man, I can't.
He got buckets of grease and he got the dye job. Like, he got the
I can't deal with Jermaine Jackson at all. I can't deal with Jermaine Jackson at all. And I'm not judging.
He came on TV and he's like talking and literally you see like, my brother, the king of pop, Michael Jackson. Like, dude, do you realize you're dripping hair dye?
Dude.
Like, it looked like literally that morning somebody took a crayon and just colored it in.
I want to know what pillow he is sleeping on, because that shit has to be fucked up.
I'm sorry.
Not my pillow. Oh, he might wear a shower cap.
Tanya, get out. Just get out. That's the last time. Just get out.
I get one more strike. I know.
You get one more, you're good.
Just get out. That was funny right there. That was, he's got a cap on. That's funny. That's just hilarious.
Hey, listen. Some people sleep with the silk.
Yeah.
But I will. You know what I noticed though? I do want to say, and listen, what I say before, people need to stop playing. Stop playing. Okay?
Right.
People need to stop. Listen. What's going on with all these black men that are no longer embracing losing their hair? Black men used to embrace losing their hair. You didn't see black men with toupees, with the hair, club for men. I'm noticing.
No. Rogaine came out in the late 80s, and it was a strong commercial.
Is that what it was?
It was Rogaine.
Yeah.
But they've taken it to a whole new level now.
LeBron James is like number one.
LeBron James, I don't know who did his shit.
But it looks fucked up.
But he need to shoot him. He need to shoot him.
It's not because even noticeable. It's noticeable.
Very, very noticeable.
Dude, we know you're going bald. Let it go.
Just cut it off.
Let it go. Because he's wearing a number 23. He don't want to be another bald 23 and look like him.
Whatever, man.
Grow your beard. Grow your beard out. Be a bald dude with a beard and let it rock.
I don't get...
You better get your teeth
there
done.
There was a YouTube video showing this guy. He's late 30s. This is gone right here. He's got
I know exactly what you're talking about, dude.
Dude put a hairpiece on his head, and then they shaped it up, and he looks like he got a high top fade. I said, you know what? I'm fucking done. I told you when I was here, dude was cutting my head. And the second time I went to him, because the first time I looked at him, and I'm like, dude, is that beard real? I legit asked him.
So men are doing weave beards, and I have
dude,
seen
dude,
his
it. Beard was fake. He told me, I was like, dude, I'm out. You will never cut my hair again. Dude, I'm not rocking with that. What is that?
We're not rocking with the best.
No, we're not rocking with that.
Jen, what do you think about that? Because you got a thick head of hair.
Well, first of all, black men were never known for their beard or hair. It was something else they were famous for. So I don't think you guys should waste your time on black men's hair or beard.
Right, go with your strength.
Because that's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all about the arm holding the apple. Baby's arm holding the apple.
Oh, God. Dude, you need to take him down.
He's fine.
You need to take him down to Mike Knight and just let him go.
I did. He was at the whiskey room. He did the whiskey room with, didn't you do the whiskey room with,
Yep. The other Indian killed me.
It was you and Vishnu, right?
Yep.
Straight from the south side of Edison, and everyone lost their shit when I said that.
Man.
I said from the south side of Edison, New Jersey, and everyone started laughing because everyone got the joke.
Straight out of Edison.
Right? But you knew the joke, right? You got it. It wasn't a bad one. Everyone got it. They understood.
Lord Jesus. But get back to John Gray. Go ahead.
Talk about John Gray. I mean, thank God he shaved all his hair, so at least it'd be worse if he was. You know who had a bad toupee? The guy in Chicago? Remember Barbershop? Remember the dude?
It's Donald Trump. He has a bad toupee.
Remember that?
That's it.
He had a bad, but his toupee was really bad. His shit was really bad. And he thought he was a pimp.
You know who played it hard?
Who?
Steve Harvey.
Yo, because he had an Afro toupee, right?
Bruh.
For years.
For years. No line straighter than that ever.
Oh, his shit was perfect every time.
Every time.
Every time. And you were thinking like, yo, he had a full head of hair, and then one year he had the full head, and the next year he was like, "I'll just let it go."
Come on, son.
He was bald during the Kings of Comedy.
Yes.
He was bald during the Kings of Comedy.
He was bald before that.
Was he?
Yeah.
But I guess he thought it was more marketable for him to have hair.
I guess so. It worked for him. That and the suits.
Well, them suits was like oversized but on point. So you gotta give him that.
Steve Harvey looks like a glorified pimp.
Oh,
yeah, hey. With that suit. But I love the guy.
But real quick, John Gray should have just said I had sex with her and left it at that.
Right.
He messed it up by saying it was emotional. Because now you're saying you don't have an emotional connection with your wife.
Ah, good point.
So, ladies, because we have two. Well, I thought we'd have more women here, but obviously we only have two or three. Normally, I have more women than I do men. Yeah. Normally. Ladies, how do you guys feel about your husband coming back and just saying, well, it was more emotional than it was physical? Would you have rather him just be like, yo, I banged it?
Number one, you're in trouble either way.
Make sure you're talking to the mic because they can grab you.
I said he's in trouble either way.
Okay. And Tanya, what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, A, I have a husband. My mom would be very happy. So that would be the end of it. Like, you do what you want as long as I do what I want. Like, I don't care.
So your mom would be happy if you just had a husband?
Just a husband, you know. Someone to pay my rent.
So
your mom's worried about your rent getting paid.
So what Tanya is saying is that she's not giving up the cootie.
Huh?
Huh?
What Tanya is saying is she's not giving up the cootie the right way.
Oh, definitely not. I'm a very sleepy person. I don't have
it. Are you literally like, can you get it over with, please? Just
no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I have to just use my imagination. Would I be upset? I think I would be able to call bullshit. But I would hope I would see that happening, like that person losing interest before it ever happened.
You won't see it.
Right.
You won't see it.
Oh, they give you signs. I feel like there's a reason why people cheat.
Sharon Stone once said.
People hide that stuff.
People cheat because they want to. It has nothing to do with the other person.
Sharon Stone once said that females are good in faking orgasms, but men are
women cheat more than men.
The whole relationship.
Women cheat more than men. Believe
Say
it.
That again.
Women cheat more than men.
Do you believe that?
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard that statistic.
Yep.
But
women cheat more than men.
I don't know how accurate that is.
They're better concealer. Said.
This is the reason why, like, people always ask me why am I single, right? Mm-hmm. There's a hypocrisy on how men are able to act and how women are able to act. Women will find out a man's dating three or four different women. Oh, he's not serious. He's just trying to be a hoe and fuck everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's not serious. Mm-hmm. A woman could be seeing three or four different dudes and she can excuse it and say, well, I'm just dating. Mm. Right. It's okay for her to do that, but it's not okay for the guy to do it. Mm.
It's okay for him to do it. It's just labeled in a negative way. It's okay for him to do it.
Well, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
The woman will always look at it differently. He talks to all these girls. He talks to all these people. He's got all this stuff going on.
Right.
But a woman does that, and it's kind of like, well, she's just seeing them. What difference does it make? Right. As well, women can lie about sex a lot easier.
Yes.
Well, the reason guys get caught, in my opinion, because we're dumb as fuck. And we do stupid,
yes.
We do stupid shit like, let me tell my boy I fucked Muffy. That kind of shit.
That's what's going on right now in these schools. These kids.
It's been going on for years.
These kids that are 14.
They just don't care anymore.
I'm not saying it's right. But these 14, 15-year-old boys.
If it wouldn't be for my parents, I would have never lost my virginity.
These good-looking women. They automatically have to run out and go brag.
Are you talking about the teachers?
Some of the teachers get caught.
Teachers.
It's because some of these boys don't know when to, like, dude, I got
looked at. You guys are privileged.
The teachers are wrong to begin with, but.
Yes.
But I get what you're saying. But see, but he's no different than the 35-year-old who's working at the Target Corporation, and he's banging his boss. She's married. He's married. But he's telling the dudes that work on the floor with him. Why are you
Who's
doing that?
Banging who? Why are they not banging
people
me?
People that work at retail.
Why do I not meet those people?
You gotta go work at retail.
I've been working for 10 years. I'm waiting for somebody to bang me.
Not in the right
My
place.
Boss. Even the girls with mustaches. No. I'm okay.
Circus girls, circus women too. That's what you got.
You'll go for the circus women. Just go to the circus. Talk to some of those women.
Yeah, wow. It might just give me some adrenaline.
So, can we just say in general, he should have just admitted that he had sex.
Yes,
right. That's what I'm saying. Because he ruined ruined it for his marriage for a long time to come, because now his wife is saying you emotionally connected to her, Now it's she's going to make it harder for him to emotionally connect back, reconnect back with his wife.
Would you be okay with your husband buying items for the other? Would you be okay
what?
With your husband buying items
no.
for the other woman?
Never.
Because he was like
no.
paying, like she was hitting him up for like bills. Like he
I
was
would
paying
sue
bills.
Her ass. I
he
would
bought
sue
her
that
BMW.
Other woman's ass. I get my money back.
He bought her a BMW.
He
what
bought
did you
her
say,
a
Jim?
BMW. That's what it
what
said.
What state do they live in?
What state?
The article said that he bought
what
her a
state
BMW.
Do they live in? Because in North Carolina, you can do that.
I would do that.
You
give
do
me
what?
My money, bitch.
Sue the side person.
Sue the side.
Yeah.
Sue
or dude.
The fuck
or dude.
Out of the side.
Yeah. Because this happened with a guy. His wife was banging this doctor, and he sued the doctor.
Nobody's gonna take my assets.
It's called alienation of affection.
Alienation of affection.
What the fuck is that? You know those terms a little bit too well.
The shit is always in the news.
He is definitely banging his doctor.
The shit is
wife.
Always in the news. It was big. It was big news. So it made national news. Alienation of affection.
I'm gonna write that down.
So a lot of states are picking it up.
I'll pick it up if needed.
I mean, is it alienation of affection? Well, North Carolina has some weird laws about divorce and separation and stuff.
Yeah,
they're very family orientated.
So it's Bible Belt,
that, right?
Yeah, so
yeah, very family.
It's Bible Belt.
They want to keep it.
So
somebody told me that they would not
crazy.
Let me in.
Yeah, it's Bible Belt. So yeah, you can
choice,
sue. You can sue them for. Alienation of affection because she wasn't sleeping with him.
Cousins?
She was sleeping with the doctor.
Nothing
wow.
Not
we're going to go to break number two. We're going to be back in a moment. Don't go
Alabama
type. You know what we're doing. We're giving you that real talk to fire the flavor of the funk. We'll be back in a moment.
Fuck you, Mississippi, Louisiana.
Oh!